亲爱的朋友你好，我是永清，我在北京向你问好，欢迎收听为你读英语美文。最近我在读史铁生的《病隙碎笔》，在他的文字里，我感受到了史铁生面对人生时的通透和豁达，也感受到了他面对疾病时的坦然和力量。21岁时，史铁生双腿瘫痪，后来又患肾病，再后来发展到尿毒症，靠着每周三次透析维持生命。2010年12月31日，史铁生因突发脑溢血逝世，享年59岁。有一回，记者问到史铁生的职业，史铁生说，我的职业是生病，业余写一点东西。病碎细笔就是他在身患尿毒症接受透析的间隙里开始创作的，是他充满深刻体验的人生笔记。关于生病，他这样写道，Being sick is also a life experience, or even a unique journey. Of course, this journey is very risky, but is it perfectly safe to go rafting on a river? The difference is that rafting can be prepared in advance, while being sick is usually unexpected. Rafting is self-motivated bravery, while being sick is forced resistance. Rafting is honorable no matter you succeed or not, while being sick is not something to be proud of. However, there are always rewards for the adventurous. Traveling broadens horizon, visiting well-known mountains and rivers molds temperament. Sailing through currents and obstacles steals will. Being sick will teach you to be content gradually. You will not realize how refreshing the days are until you get a fever. You will not realize how calm you feel until you get a cough. When I first sat in wheelchair, I couldn't help thinking, will I lose part of human characteristics because I can't walk upright? I felt like the doomsday. It wasn't until I developed bed sores and could only lie awkwardly for many days that I realized how fair the days of sitting upright were. Later, I got uremia and often felt too dizzy to think. Then, I missed the old days more. Finally, it occurred to me that, in fact, we are blessed all the time, because any disaster may be preceded by the word more.生病也是生活体验之一种，甚或算得一项别开生面的游历。这游历当然是有风险，但去大河上漂流就安全吗？不同的是，漂流可以事先做些准备，生病通常猝不及防。漂流是自觉的勇猛，生病是被迫的抵抗。漂流成败都有一份光荣，生病却始终不便夸耀。不过但凡游历总有酬报，异地他乡增长见识，名山大川陶冶性情，激流险阻锤炼意志，生病的经验是一步步懂得满足。发烧了才知道不发烧的日子多么清爽，咳嗽了才体会不咳嗽的嗓子多么安详。刚坐上轮椅时，我老想， 不能直立行走，起飞把人的特点搞丢了，便觉天昏地暗。等到又伸出褥疮，一连数日只能歪七扭八地躺着，才看见端坐的日子其实多么晴朗。后来又患尿毒症，经常昏昏然不能思想，就更加怀念起往日时光。终于醒悟，其实每时每刻我们都是幸运的，因为任何灾难的前面都可能加一个更字。我想我们都会和史铁生有同病相怜的时刻，因为生老病死是每个人必经的游历。我在急性阑尾炎爆发的时候，疼到觉得人生不值得，才知道肚子不疼的日子是多么清爽。我在新冠首阳后咳到天昏地暗，才体会到不咳嗽的嗓子是多么安详。病来如山倒，病去如抽丝。我们在生病的时候才会意识到，原来身体安康就已经是莫大的幸福，也才会意识到健康是一，其他的都是后面的零，一没有了就什么都没有了。人一辈子可以换车，可以换房，但唯独陪伴我们一生的，带我们游历人间的，是我们的身体。我想邀请你和我一起闭上眼睛，默念：谢谢你，我的身体。我会好好照顾你，我的身体。愿我们平安，愿我们健康，愿我们幸福。